Makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, presents your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. I wonder if you can see this picture grow before your eyes as I can. A businessman with a job of work to do and not too much time to do it in. A tired businessman priming himself with coffee, cup after cup of it. And finally, an irritable businessman. Nervous, jittery, hard to get along with. Now, that may even be a picture of you yourself. And like the man in the picture, maybe your jumpiness, too, is caused by coffee. For though it's true many people can drink coffee without ill effects, it's also true that many others cannot. And if you suspect that you're one of them, why not try drinking Postum instead? Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind that could fray your nerves. It's a blend of whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. A rich, full-bodied drink with a tempting aroma and a flavor so thoroughly delicious and mellow, you'll be quick to ask for a second cup. So if coffee makes you nervous, get Postum from your grocer tomorrow. Drink it every mealtime instead of coffee and see if you don't feel better. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum and Abner are more convinced than ever that the fossil of some animal which they unearthed in Abner's yard is a species of prehistoric animal known as a dinosaur. The day before yesterday, they called the State University and reported their discovery and were informed that they would send an authority of archaeology to Pine Ridge this week. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears over at Lum's house, where they are restoring the fossil to its natural form.
Hand me some more of that baling water, Grandpap. Grandpap?
Huh? Oh. What'd you say, Abner?
Hand me some more of that baling water.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I wish you'd pay attention here and help me if you're going to. What are you doing over there?
I'm just looking at this book Lum's got here, these historic animals.
Well, now, we ain't got time to look at books. We've got one of them right here if we can get it put together. Lum wants us to hurry and get this thing rigged up before that professor from the university gets here.
Well, why ain't he over here helping us then?
Well, he went down to the barber shop to get himself a shave and haircut so as he'll look nice to meet that feller.
Well, is he supposed to be here today?
Well, we don't know for sure. He said over the telephone day before yesterday he'd be down here one day this week, and, well, Lum seems to think for some reason or other he'll get here today.
Uh-huh. And how long a piece of this wire will you need?
Oh, that'll be enough. That'll be enough. I just thought I'd better put another strand around here to be sure this leg or whatever it is don't fall off.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait a minute, Abner. That ain't right.
What ain't right?
That piece there. You're getting his back legs too long there. That's part of his front leg you got on there.
It ain't no such a thing. His back legs are supposed to be longer than his front.
Why, they ain't done it.
They are too now, Grandpap. Don't try to tell me nothing about them dinosaurs. I know how they're supposed to look.
Well, I just got done looking at the picture one of them. I ought to know something about how they look myself. Let me put this leg up here in front and I'll show you.
Now, you just keep your hands off of that.
I won't do it. I've got just as much say-so about this as you have. I helped find it, didn't I?
No, sir. Cedric's found it. Well, that is, he found a piece of the bone and we dug up for the rest of it.
Yeah? I hope you dig for it, though.
Well, yeah, but it was found on my property now. Wait a minute. Let me have that book. I'll show you who's right about this.
Show me if you think you're smart.
Well, just wait till I find it here.
That's it right there.
Oh, that ain't no picture of a dinosaur.
It ain't.
I can't pronounce that name, but it's some other kind of animal that lived back in them times.
Oh, well, no wonder. That's what I've been looking at all the time.
Here, Ted. Now look there. See there? His legs are shorter there like a kangaroo in front, and his back and ends a heap longer.
Yeah. It's the first time in my life I was ever wrong about anything. And that weren't my fault. I was looking at your own picture.
Now, let's see here. So, according to this, that neck ain't going to be long enough we got there.
Maybe this was a young one, weren't full grown yet.
No, I believe we just got him put together wrong, Grandpap. Yes, sir. I believe we'd take some of that backbone out of there and put it up on his neck. It'd help some.
Yeah, couldn't do that, all right.
Yeah.
It's going to make him awful short couple, though.
Well, that picture's pretty short, too. Mostly all neck.
You reckon how they ever figured out how to put these things together in the first place?
I don't know.
Where it's no jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, just a good thing we had a picture to go by, I'll say that.
And it still don't look just right to me.
Well, now, don't start into changes. Me and Cedric worked all day yesterday until midnight last night on this thing.
Sure, I'd be a little jubers working on something like this of a night that way, Abner.
Well, Cedric was a little jumpy. Never bothered me none, though. Like I told Cedric, I never heard an old ghost being a million year old. That's how old Lum says these things are.
Well, why'd you make Lum happy?
Why, he had that there premieres of our moving picture over at the schoolhouse last night, and he had to run the machine.
Oh, sure. What's the matter with me? I was over there myself.
Yeah.
Well, sure, I felt downright sorrowful for Lum.
Lum?
Yeah, everybody laughing there in them sad scenes. Whenever he's making love to her, everybody just busted out laughing.
Well?
That is, without a doubt, the poorest excuse for a moving picture I ever seen in my life, Abner.
Yeah, well, Lum knows it. He knows it. He said the same thing himself when he got back last night.
Well, I can tell you right now, nobody ain't going to pay money to see that thing. Can't get no sense out of it.
Well.
And it's out of date now. They don't have silent pictures no more.
Yeah, I know. We had no business buying a silent picture camera to start with. I know that.
And there's parts of it there you can't see who it is even. Heads is clean out of the picture.
Well.
Must not have had the camera set right or something.
Yeah, well, personal, I'm just glad it turned out the way it did. It's cured Lum of wanting to make moving pictures, I'll tell you that. He said last night he hoped he never seen another, regardless of who made it.
Well, good. Yeah, if you fellas just stay out of such as that, you'd be a heap better off, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know it. He says now, though, quick as he sells his dinosaur, that he's going to settle down, not do nothing, but just run the Jot'em Down store.
Here. We get to gabbing. We never will get this thing put together.
No, well, there ain't much left here to do now. There's two or three pieces laying there on the floor, but I can't find no place to put them.
No. Sort of like putting a watch back together. Sarah's always got a lot of pieces left over.
Yeah, why don't we just take and hide them? For if Lum sees them, he'll make us tear the whole thing down just to get them in there.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Who's that coming up there on the porch?
I never hear nobody.
Yeah, I've seen somebody come. Oh, come in.
Is Mr. Lum at home?
Oh, howdy, Cedric. No, he ain't here. He went over to the barber shop.
Well, there's an article here in the paper Mr. Dick sent over for him to read.
An article?
Yes, Mom. Tell him all about him finding this dinosaur out here.
Oh, well, let me see it. Here, Grandpap. Wire this piece of neck on there for me.
Yeah, get down off of that stepladder and we'll...
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Do you know if that ain't the curiousest looking critter I ever seen in my life? I'd hate to meet one of them things of a night. Or any time for that goes.
And listen to this. It's mostly about Lum instead of the dinosaur. He must have given this article himself when he was in there at the county seat yesterday to get that film.
Yeah, what does he say, Edna?
Oh, well, starts off big letters up here at the top here. Lum Edwards makes important discovery at Pine Ridge. And it goes on, Mr. Edwards, who for many years has been interested in archaeologists, unearthed fossil of prehistoric dinosaur. Listen to that. Archaeologists. Now, what does that mean?
I don't know, and I don't believe Lum does either.
Mr. Edwards states that he has believed for a number of years that the area around Pine Ridge was at one time the habitat of numerous prehistoric monsters, and his discovery only serves to substantiate his There worries. Now, Lom never writ this. He don't know that many big words.
Mr. Dick says it sounds like he told him about it, though.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no doubts about that. Don't even mention the rest of us at all. And just barely does mention the dinosaur.
How does that look now, Abner?
Oh, that's a heap better than Pappy. Yeah, it looks more like one of them now. Now, just leave it alone now. Don't spoil it.
I ain't. I just want to get down and see what it looks like.
Yeah, well, just don't bother it no more.
It don't look like nothing I ever seen. I know that.
Well, that's what makes it so valuable, Cedric. It ain't supposed to.
Yeah, sir, I believe that's it, Abner.
Oh, yeah, we'll make some money out of that thing.
You're right about them hind legs.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, it was her job. Been working on this thing, digging it up and putting it together for about 9 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I'm tired of looking at it. I just hope we don't find no nothing around here now. Maybe I can get back over the store and get some work done.
Somebody coming up on the porch there, I think, Mr. Abner.
Oh, well, come in, Lom. How's he look now?
Oh, my goodness. Have you got it all put together?
Yeah, I just got done just before you come in.
He looks more like a dinosaur now, don't he, Lom?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I hate to tell you, but we're going to have to take it all apart again.
Do what?
I've got telegrams here from a half a dozen different museums wanting to buy it. But we're going to take it apart and give it up again.
Bury it? Well, what in the world do you want to do that for, Lom? If somebody wants to buy it, why, let them have it, for goodness sake.
Well, we can sell it any time, but listen to this telegram.
Huh?
It says, read of your discovery. Stop. Don't disturb fossil until we get there. We'll pay you well for picture rights showing unearthing of dinosaur. American Newsreel Service.
Oh, I see. You're
going to
let them make a moving picture out of it, huh?
No, I ain't going to let them make a moving picture out of it. Granny, we're going to make the moving picture ourselves.
Huh?
That silent camera of ours will work all right for this. Granny, I know that I could make a success out of this moving picture business.
Well, it looks as though the Pine Ridge Motion Picture Company is back in business. You all know the kind of woman who snaps at your slightest question, scowls down your cheeriest smile, and generally succeeds in making you miserable as she feels herself. Perhaps if you have indigestion, you sometimes feel like being almost that touchy yourself, and maybe unnecessarily so, because your indigestion may be caused by as simple a thing as coffee. Of course, there are lots of people who can drink coffee without any ill effects at all, but there are lots of others who should never drink it. If you suspect that coffee is affecting you, switch to Postum and see if it doesn't make a big difference in the way you feel. For Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind. It's made of whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. Get Postum from your grocer tomorrow and serve it steaming hot in the cup. Notice its rich, dark color, its tantalizing aroma. Taste that mellow, tempting flavor and agree, as millions of men and women all over the country have agreed, that if you have to give up coffee, here's a drink you'll find really satisfying. But best of all, if coffee's been affecting you, see if your indigestion isn't better. If you don't feel better all around when Postum takes the place of coffee. Will be heard again on Friday evening at the same time. Until then, good night. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.